In this week's episode of the Speak Like Me podcast, Chris and I talk about how to text in English, lots of cool acronyms and other stuff, and also talk about something that happened to me in a wine bar. We also learn how to say pop into your head and how to use expect properly. Hope you guys enjoy. Hi guys, welcome back to episode 66 of the podcast. I'm Jacob from England.
And I'm Chris from Australia.
And we are your English teachers from a distance, here today to teach you some cool words and phrases, maybe even some little grammar things, through our silly conversations. In case you're listening for the first time, Speak Like Me is a language school based in Prague. We make awesome English courses for Czech people. It's our aim just to make the best stuff in the world for Czechs. When I say stuff, I mean English courses. Not other stuff. We teach in companies. We teach in evening classes. So whatever you want, if you'd like to come and learn with us, you're more than welcome. On the podcast, we just have some chats. It's more advanced. It's very advanced.
Fairly, yeah.
Yeah, and just explain interesting words and phrases and stuff as they come up. Chris, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm okay. It's Friday.
Thank God. Yeah.
I feel like. I just noticed that Jacob has a very full glass of Prosecco. Just took a sip from it, and before you did, it was a fucking centimeter from the top.
Yeah. But to be fair, like, is that a normal size wine glass or a bit smaller? It looks a bit smaller. Slightly.
I think it's a regular, I mean, to me, it's a regular sized wine glass.
But you know the place that I go to, right? Because we've been there on a team building. That place, they always fill it like almost to the top.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of used to that now. And now it's gotten to the point, now that's a nice expression. Mm-hmm. It's gotten to the point where, and then you say your thing. Don't really know how to say this. Like dostaloseku takové míru. Something like that. It's gotten to the point where when I go to a normal wine place, like a fancy place, and they pour like that little, you know, little one deciliter or 1.5, I look at it and I'm like, is that the taster or
that you're ripping me off?
That's the whole thing. And then it costs like three times more than, you know, the one that I usually get that's filled to the top.
Yeah.
And it tastes exactly the fucking same.
Uh-huh.
You know?
It's not like it's three times the value of the wine. It's like
I know.
You're getting the exact same flavor, value out of it, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right.
I was supposed to go somewhere with a friend, or I am supposed to go somewhere with a friend this weekend for wine. A fellow wine lover.
Connoisseur?
Connoisseur, yeah. So connoisseur is, do you know it in Czech?
I should, but I don't.
This is a znalec.
Oh, okay.
Znalec is connoisseur and odborník is expert.
Okay.
Often quite connected. So I'm definitely, interesting sentence structure. Well, not sentence structure, but you say, I'm no connoisseur.
Sure.
Which is so interesting because usually we don't use no with nouns. You know, as in like, you don't say, I'm no teacher. You say, I'm not a teacher.
Yeah.
But specifically with connoisseur and expert, coming to think of it, I said, I'm no expert in this.
I would say that you can say, like, oh, I'm no teacher, but I'm pretty sure this is what's supposed to be the... Like, it is paired, like, the structure is paired with, I am not this, however, I think that this is true, or, like, this thing related to that concept is true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm no fireman, but... I'm pretty sure you're supposed to spray the water on the fire in order to put it out. You know what I mean? It's something like that.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm no cop, but I'm pretty sure that person just mugged a guy and should be arrested.
What other examples can we think of? I'm no feminist, but even I can tell that's not okay.
Sure.
You know? So that's a nice structure. I'm no something, and it's to give sort of... Is it always funny? It's like a comment on something.
I think it's it's emphasizing how obvious it should be.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like how obvious something is. And I guess in a way it does come back around to being an expert, because a fireman is an expert on putting out fires. A policeman should be an expert on crimes. So forth, like a teacher should be an expert on teaching things, but if you are not that it is still obvious to you that something in that field is true,
yeah,
then that's the way that we emphasize it.
Do you know why I'm so excited about this? Because this is something I've never talked about in my 10 years of teaching.
Okay.
This is my 10th year, by the way. It'll be 10.
Right, wow.
It'll be 10 in June.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm going to have like a 10th teaching, like 10-year party since my first lesson or something like that, which I'm pretty excited about. But this has never come up before, which is so cool because it's quite a nice thing. So I'm no something. Yep. So I'm no, what were we talking about? Like wine?
Yeah, yeah, wine connoisseur. Yeah. You're no expert.
Yeah, so I'm no wine connoisseur, but you can get like really good stuff for 3 times cheaper than the expensive stuff, and I can't tell a difference.
Mm.
And I was supposed to go out with a friend of mine, or I'm supposed to this weekend for some wine, and the friend was like, because I recommended we go to that place that I usually go to, because it's like so cheap and it's good, and she was like, yeah, I don't like those cheap, shitty places. I actually like good wine. And I was like, yeah, but trust me, it tastes the same. It's good shit. And, you know, so yeah, the place isn't like fancy, but who cares?
Uh-huh.
You know? And she's obviously one of these people who like wants to go to the fancy wine place, you know? And that's just not, is that you? That's not me. I'm like, if I can get the same stuff for half the price, I'm going to do that. Unless there's a very specific reason I need to spend double.
If to you it tastes the same, mm-hmm. then fine. Like, if to her it doesn't, well, who are you to say that
she's never tried it, though?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, if she does and is still like, and is still like, yeah, I guess it does taste the same, but this place. Well, then that's very, what's the word? Pretentious.
Pretentious. In Czech?
No.
Okázalý.
Okay.
Which is the same word in Czech for ostentatious. So I'd like to sometimes explain the difference between them. Pretentious tends to be a person. A person is pretentious. And ostentatious tends to be more of an event. Like, I say, oh my God, that bachelorette party was so ostentatious. Everything was like, had to be so perfect. And, you know, the napkins were folded perfectly and the 7 forks for dinner. It's not like a hard rule. You can say, oh, she's acting a bit ostentatious.
Yeah, that performance was very ostentatious.
But it tends to be. People are pretentious. Things are ostentatious.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway.
One of my... Well, to continue. Yeah, yeah. Well, unless you had more to talk about. Yeah,
just that I'm very, very happy to have this glass of Prosecco. Okay. Right, it's been a very long week. It's been a long week for you as well.
I wanted to keep on going with the previous thing. Just that one of my students is, I would say he probably shares your opinion, but especially when it comes to coffee, because and he told me just today that about how triggered he gets when he sees me drinking coffee out of a jar.
Jar?
Yeah, sometimes
like a marmalade jar. What are you talking about?
Could be like that.
That is weird.
Okay. Because sometimes if you prepare cold brew coffee, you prepare it in a jar.
Okay.
Or just some ways that you make coffee, mm-hmm. you can make it in a jar and drink it out of a jar. And he gets so fucking triggered over it. It's hilarious. And especially in the summer when I make cold brew, I bought these cute mason jar things with handles.
What's that?
So a mason jar it's just a glass jar. It's a little bit more decorative, I guess. It's the kind of thing that you would maybe pickle and preserve vegetables.
That's
or
where
fruits
you pickle your pickles?
It could be, yeah, absolutely.
That's where you pickle the cucumbers and they then become pickles?
Yeah, that's it. That's how it works. But like from Lidl, I bought a set that they have handles and the lids have a hole and then they came with straws.
Okay, cool.
And it's like, it's just really cool it's really nice to drink cold brew out of those glasses. And he would see me drink and he'd just get so triggered. It's like, ah, oh, you fucking hipster. So
can you explain get triggered? Because you said that a couple of times.
Yeah. So to be triggered by something means that it's, you respond or you react in a intense way to something that to another person would be not just completely normal, possibly unnoticeable.
Okay.
Right? Like, to other people, oh yeah, that guy's he's drinking some lemonade out of, like, oh yeah, I drink lemonade out of jars, mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, that's fine. You wouldn't even think of it. Mm. But for him, it's like, fucking Christ, drinking coffee out of a fucking, mm-hmm. what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Oh, this gets me so mad.
So we could use it as a noun. That's a trigger for him.
Yeah. Which is where it comes from originally. Sorry, I'm walking over your explanation here.
Go ahead.
Okay. So the original meaning of it in this kind of context is fairly serious. It's for, like, let's say war veterans or something. Like, if they hear fireworks, that can be a trigger because it reminds them of this what's the traumatic experience of, like, the gunfire and bomb explosions of serving in war, and that can bring them back to a traumatic event, like people that have suffered sexual assault, like, certain things can be quite triggering for them.
So that we've got it as an adjective now. Yeah. It can be triggering. Mm. So it can be a trigger. You can have it as a verb, to trigger. Mm. So that really triggered him. Mm. And you can get triggered. So get plus the adjective, get triggered. Mm. And I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to say, like, a way to visualize it is, like, the gun going off, that's your kind of extreme reaction. And the trigger is what causes the gun to go off, right? Because the guns have triggers. So the trigger is the thing that makes your big reaction happen.
Right.
Yeah. And what's kind of ironic about this, not really ironic, but there must be something, is that one of my triggers is the word fucking trigger. I hate the phrase get triggered.
Okay.
Because I don't know why. That's the whole point. It's a trigger. I don't know why I hate it so much. It's irrational, but I do. I swear to God, it's a reasonably new vocab, right? Like, in the last... A new piece of vocab in the last 10, 15 years?
Well, I mean, for decades, it was used in the way that I just described, in, like, psychology, you know, serious getting through stuff. Trauma. Yeah. But it has, to your point. Yeah, which I've talked about in weeks gone by. In the past decade and a half or something like that, it has become more and more widespread, and I would say the meaning has become diluted.
Mm.
So dilute.
I know this fucking word in Czech. Roshito. It's not that, but it's roz something. Do you know it?
It would, no. But if something is...
Rozšedjit. Okay. Rozšedjit. To dilute, make more watery.
Yeah, to make weaker. Less, so if I wanted to dilute Jacob's Prosecco, I would just
put
a bunch of water into it.
And then we would have Vinistrich.
I guess so.
Yeah.
So the term has become diluted. It means more things, which reduces its seriousness. Mm. I was using it in a very non-serious way, right? Like, my student obviously does not have a traumatic reason, but he does get, like, irrationally mad when I'm drinking coffee out of a jar. Yeah. But anyway, he straight up something that you've explained.
Let's explain it again, like, mm-hmm. repetition.
Okay.
Never hurts.
So straight up means just, like, directly or...
Without exaggeration, without any lying, it's like that this is actually 100% what happened. Like, if you say he's a straight up psycho, it means I'm not exaggerating this. He is a psycho, you know, without any lie. No lie, you know?
Yeah.
No lie, sir. No. Like, he is a straight up psycho. Yeah. Well, he straight up shot that guy in the face with a shotgun.
Yeah.
You know, it can be before a verb. It's like, he did that. And by saying straight up, it's informal and it sounds very colloquial, very natural. And it really adds that feeling of, like, oh, this dude speaks English.
Mm.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he straight up does not think that there is any difference between, like, instant coffee or, like, the 1 kilo bags of, like, dog shit coffee that you can get at the supermarket.
Same as me.
And like the 200, like, a what I would get, like, a specialty coffee. You know, you would spend 250 grams of coffee, you would spend, like, 300, 400 crowns for something like that. And he's like, there's no difference. there's no difference at all. I'm like, there abso-fucking-lutely is. Like, well, it is incredibly obvious if you just... like, maybe not at first, but... I mean, if you had them side by side, it would be shocking to me if somebody said like, no, it tastes exactly the same.
But that's the thing. You don't have them side by side, do you? Mm. You have them. Mm. And a nice phrase can be in a vacuum. Mm. In a vacuum. Fuck me.
When not affected by other conditions.
Thank you, Chris.
If something exists in a vacuum, then it is not affected by other situations. Mm-hmm. It is not affected by other conditions, by other factors.
Right? Some good example sentences.
Well, it's in every single physics textbook because it has to be, right? In a vacuum, a feather and a bowling ball fall at the exact same rate. Mm-hmm. Okay, because it's because of gravity. But we don't live in a vacuum. There are other factors like air resistance and things like that. So like every single physics problem book or textbook will be like, solve this physics problem given the factors that acceleration is this much and the experiment is happening in a vacuum, as in not affected by other things like air friction and whatever.
Yeah. So my point, thanks for that. Mm-hmm. So sorry, that sounds sarcastic, but it wasn't.
Sure.
Thanks for that. For me, I'm on this guy's side because I can kind of taste the difference between like really fancy coffee and like instant coffee, because that's like a very obvious, it's like the difference between boxed wine and like super expensive wine. You would taste a difference. But for me, I think the thing is that I just don't care, because like in the morning, all I want is it hot? Yes or no. Is it brown? Yes or no. Does it have sugar in it? Yes or no. If yes, on all those three things, equals good.
Okay. So that's fine if you don't care. Like if you don't care, then that's totally great.
Yeah.
For you. But that's not the question. The question is there a difference?
Oh, yeah.
And there absolutely is.
Oh, yeah.
And to say that that there isn't, and like, you know, objectively they're the exact same thing and taste the same and have the same quality.
That guy's
like,
obviously a psycho. He's a straight up psycho because he's straight up wrong, because obviously there's a difference, dude.
Yeah.
Whoever you are, does he listen to the podcast? Is he going to get triggered by this?
I'm not sure.
Let's hope not. Well, dude, yeah, there's definitely a difference. It's just that I don't care.
Mm.
You know,
again, and that's totally fine. If you don't care about the difference,
how much do you care? Like, if you go and get some shit, what do you say in Australia? It's shit something coffee.
Shit house.
Yeah. If you go and get some shit house coffee, does it bother you? Or you're like, oh, this is shit. Or you're like, oh yeah, thank God I've got coffee.
Okay, if it's instant coffee, I would almost rather not drink it than have it. I would have to be desperate for like very much in the like in a need for caffeine situation to drink instant coffee.
Yeah.
Instant coffee is absolute garbage.
Really?
It's kind of so
like it.
Bad.
I like it.
It's really bad, dude. It sucks. Like everything about it, like from its production, like the mass scale of its production, just to the way that it tastes, it's absolute dog shit.
Speaking of coffee, it just reminds me of a guy that I met this week. This is literally this is straight up. What the fuck? Oh shit. That's annoying. I had the speaker on. So when I have the speaker on my laptop, that means that everything we're saying... Oh, no, wait a second. I think I turned that off. Sorry, this is good content. That's all good. It's all good.
Okay.
The only fun thing I did this week is I went to that wine bar.
Mm.
And when I talk about going to a wine bar, I almost always go to the same wine bar just because it's 47 crowns, just to be specific, for a very big glass of wine. So normally 0.1, you've got like 0.1, 0.2. In Czech, you know, jednu deci. This one's like close to 3 deciliters for 47 crowns. And that's the new price. It used to be 32 when I first came to Prague 10 years ago. And that's how I found it, because I was living on that street. And I went in there one day and I was like, oh, that's a pound. At the time, it was I did the conversion thing and it was like a pound.
Yeah.
£1, 3 pence or something. And I was like, this is just... And it was like full to the top, you know. And I was like, this is crazy. This is so crazy. And so I just started going and I didn't stop. And so I guess in 10 years, it's gone up 15 crowns. That's not too bad. That's not too bad. Mm-hmm. Like 47 is still a bargain. So I nearly always go there. And I was there a couple of days ago. And so I've met some people through this place, obviously. Like, because there's only a few young people that go there. When I say young, I mean less than 40. You know, less than... Now that I'm getting a bit older, I should say less than... What? What do you see as old, Chris? Like, I mean, like, no, not what you see as old, but what do you see as, like, young people?
Okay, yeah, probably...
We're getting closer to the cutoff point.
Yeah, no, definitely.
We won't be allowed in hostels soon.
Well, it depends what hostel you go to. Yeah. I mean, it depends. But, like, dude, I have no illusions about this. I'm not fucking young anymore. I'm in my 30s, bro. I'm in my mid-30s.
34?
Yeah. I'm going to be 35 this year.
That's, shit, man.
I am no longer... Yeah, by the end of this year, I will not be allowed to go on Contiki tours. Because they... it's organized travel.
Contiki?
Contiki, yeah.
Contiki.
Yeah. It's organized travel tours. It's largely an Australian thing, okay, yes. Right. Like, anybody can go to it, but it's largely for Australians. So that's, like, the biggest market for it. Cool. Anyway, it's 18 to 35
yep.
years old.
Yeah.
And really, it's mainly, like, 18 to 23. But the hard cutoff is 35. So, yeah.
Hard cutoff. We've had that before as well. Mm. And this is how listeners, if you're listening to stuff, there are definite benefits to listening to everything because we will repeat the same vocab over it because, you know, we're just normal guys using normal English. That's the whole point. And the whole point of this podcast is for you to see how native speakers actually speak. So we're using things like hard cutoff, which means that is the strict limit for something. So you can use it with time, right? You can say, oh yeah, oh, that's a hard out, wasn't it?
Yeah, but cutoff is
I've
as
got
well.
A hard cutoff 5 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah. Straight up means like without a lie. Like you gotta listen to everything and things will keep coming up. So it was a hard cutoff for 35 at 35.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So to wrangle this conversation back to get us back on the rails a little, that's okay. You went to this wine bar and there are not many people under the age of 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just need to say one thing.
Yeah.
Did you notice that I just said soz?
Yes.
Did you not react to that?
Because, it's not a trigger for me.
All right. Good. S-O-Z, soz. I almost never say it. Mm. That was just like a funny thing. But I write it all the time.
Yeah.
In texting. And it means sorry.
Yeah.
And I was texting. Who was I texting? Lenka, I think. Hey, Lenka gets her weekly shout out. Hi, Lenka. Hope you're doing well there. I said, like, oh, soz. And she's like, what? And her, you know how good her English is.
Yeah.
Like, freaking amazing. And she didn't know soz.
Mm.
And I thought, okay.
Didn't spend enough time on Messenger back in the early 2000s.
Right? Yeah. So it means sorry, and it's a texting language.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about making like a little mini lesson, like a how-to about texting language.
Yep.
Because so many things only exist for texting, not even in emails. You shouldn't put soz in an email, you know, because it's different. An email is more formal.
Mm.
So that could be fun.
All right. Now, I implore you, so to implore...
Ooh, that's fucking nice.
It's
prosim. Prosim vas, but oh, like, okay. A lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is to really... well, another way would be to insist on, right?
Or to beg.
Okay.
Maybe,
so, yeah. To implore...
Shall we see the actual
translation? Yeah. So to implore someone is to ask, but really strongly, like, please, can you do this? It is so... important to me that you take this into consideration.
My check's pretty good. So it says prosit o something and in brackets beg to do.
Okay, then.
I love it when Google agrees with me.
All right. So I implore you to not do this on your own and to seek out
seek out means hledat, look for.
Input from the other teachers at Speak Like Me.
Oh, yeah.
It would be, it's different in different countries.
For sure.
And we have different age groups. Lucy is only, you know, very, just very, very young. So her experience of texting would be quite different.
Yeah.
So we have, it would be different across different age groups and countries. So, you should definitely ask us for our input.
Oh, for sure. Mm. I've started using perf.
Okay.
Because of Lucy, which means perfect, obviously. But so much good stuff like perf, obvs. I use obvs all the time. Do you use obvs?
Yeah.
OBVS, short for obviously.
Just like you said soz in real life, I will sometimes use it. IRL
no,
as well.
No, you do not.
IRL do you? In real life. Okay. Yeah. You say IRL.
Do you say AFK?
No, okay, I don't do that.
Yeah.
What was the other one that I was just thinking of it, but I can't remember. Anyway, you were about to say something.
I've got a couple of triggers as well. There's a girl I know. She's young. She's 23. She's Czech, but she uses like a lot of acronyms in texting in English.
Okay.
And I'm not gonna lie, they trigger me. RN.
Right now.
Right now. Uh-huh. I've never seen that before.
All right. FR.
No, what?
For real?
No, I've not seen that one.
That's very
NGL.
Zoomer. Yep, not going to lie.
I didn't know that one either.
Okay, not going to lie.
Yeah.
I am not going to lie, so NGL mm-hmm. means I'm being honest.
It's so weird. I was really thinking about this. It's like, why does this bother me so much? That obvs I'm okay with, sols I'm okay with. I think it's just the extreme laziness of like NGL. Because it's like three whole words, man. Like, you uh-huh. know, soz, okay, it's just two letters less than sorry. Obvs is like three letters less. It's not that bad, but like, you're just, oh. It's like R-O-F-L. I would never.
Oh, yeah, no, nobody would.
But like 20 years ago, maybe.
I don't know,
It had a moment. R-O-F-L is.
Well, nobody would say R-O-F-L. People might say roffle.
No, really?
I mean, I would prefer that over R-O-F-L.
Really? Oh, God. Okay. So, roffle, R-O-F-L, is rolling on the floor laughing.
Yeah.
Which I think was, like, big when I was, like, 15. Mm. I've not seen it for a long time.
Yeah.
A long, long time.
LMAO is still good, big.
LMAO, laughing my ass off.
Yep.
Oh, that's so much other stuff, mm-hmm. which I've forgotten now.
The one that I was going to bring up, which... would perhaps trigger you on a couple different levels, is CBF. We had CBF, which means...
Can't be fucked?
Can't be fucked.
Like CBA. Because CBA is where it comes from. CBA, can't be asked. That's quite common.
Maybe for you.
Okay. All right. So CBF. Because like I got it, but I only got it because of CBA.
Okay then.
Yeah.
Because we say can't be fucked.
Yeah.
Whereas, you were, I remember having this discussion with the can't be bothered thing and like, yeah, in Australia would say can't be fucked.
Yeah.
And I can't be fucked doing this or whatever.
Cool.
So we would say CBF and then, we would shorten that further and say Siebs.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Siebs
that's
going.
That's so Australian.
Siebs so, doing
so,
the laundry.
So guys, so listeners, this is Australian English. It takes things that are like just about okay and then takes them to the next level.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh my God. Now, I had this texting thing down here somewhere, but I've lost it. Doesn't matter. Because I was thinking about like other good... Like, can you just off the top of your head think of other acronyms that you actually use like all the time?
No, I can't. But I remembered a thing that I wanted to say because you talked about this 23-year-old Czech that uses English.
Yeah. RN.
Yeah. When talking, I remember being in the locker room at the gym, and that's the one time that I don't have headphones in. So I can hear what people are talking about around me. And I remember there were this group of young guys, 20, 23 at the oldest.
Czech or?
Czech. They were speaking Czech, right? And there would be one of the guys, he was talking in Czech. And then right at the end was like, by the way, right? Because by the way, BTW, he didn't say BTW, he said by the way, but in a very Czech way, a very Czech accent. Yeah. And it was just, like, this is very much like English internet text speak working its way into just regular Czech conversation. And I thought that was very funny. And then that reminds me of another thing that happened a couple of weeks ago when Barry and I got on the tram. We were on the tram and a couple seats ahead of us was a person and they had a dog. That was just chilling there on the tram. Super cool. Barry's the kind of person that gets very, very excited about dogs.
Oh yeah.
But then this group of kids, like 8, 10 years old, something like that.
Czech
kids. Or at least not English speaking kids.
Okay.
I want to say that they were Slavic at the very least. They got on the tram. I'm pretty sure they were Czech. They got on the tram and they saw the dog and they were like, doggo!
Doggo.
Because doggo is a very internet way. It's a like internet baby talk way of saying dog. They'll say doggo. So that was a funny again, another funny thing. Like, so they said doggo and then was speaking Czech.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I love how like I was like about to start my wine bar story. You tried to bring us back to it. I got onto Soz. 15 minutes later, what?
We're still not there, so please.
So I was in this fucking wine bar, what was it, 2 days ago? And I met one of my friends who I've met from this wine bar. Because that's the point. There's not many young people there. Just a couple of them. So when you meet other young people there, you're like, oh, you know, samesies. We're both young. Let's be friends. And it's this Danish couple. So they're like in their like mid-20s. Really nice couple. They like their wine. They like to be, they're cool people. They've just had a baby. So congratulations. And when I went there 2 days ago, the guy, so the father of the baby, he was there by himself. And this baby was born like a couple of weeks ago. So I was just having a laugh with him, you know. He's like, oh, escaping the wife and baby, you know. And he's like, basically. No, but then he was like, actually, the reason I'm here is because I'm here with my father-in-law, so the dad of his girlfriend, because he's so intense that like my girlfriend just needed to be away from him, you know, because he's like, he's here to see his grandson and just a very intense kind of dude, right? And I could see this guy, he was like talking to someone. And then he comes over to us, like the father-in-law. And I don't know how often this happens to you, that you kind of instantly kind of fall in love with someone, not in a love way, but like a friend way, like instant vibe, when you instant vibe with someone.
You have a good rapport. You instantly have a good rapport with someone.
Yeah. I personally would say that the rapport is much more formal.
Very.
And vibe is much more normal. Like, we have a good vibe. Like if I say, oh, Chris, do you think we have a good rapport? It sounds like we're in an HR meeting. Uh-huh. And everyone knows Speak Like Me doesn't have HR. So we say vibe. And you can use that as a verb. We're vibing. That's a bit more romantic, isn't it?
I think it's contextual. It could be anything.
Yeah. Anyway, so me and this dude, we vibed straight away, like the father-in-law. And his name was Lars Sorensen. And he said, hello, I'm Lars Sorensen. And something just clicked. I was like, I swear to God, I know that name. Does that ring a bell to you, that name, or not?
No? Can't say it does.
Because I was getting like, either like it's a Star Wars character or it's something like a famous footballer.
Have you not Googled it?
Yeah, I did, and I didn't find anything.
Okay.
But like, I was like, I think I know this name. So he must have been he was 62, I think. And he was like me in that, and we'll explain this in a second, in that he has very little filter and he's very honest. And this is me as well. It's usually a negative, not a positive. But when you meet someone who's the same, it's quite nice. When I say in that, what does that mean, Chris? He's like me. In that, he has no filter.
Like in the way that, in the context that, in the meaning of this, but you just take out that middle word and just say in that.
Yeah, exactly. So this is on our green leaflet, actually. So when we say, I've not even mentioned the leaflets yet, but we have amazing leaflets on our website. We've got three of them. One of them is called Essential English. It's yellow, and it's all about the rules of English explained for Czechs. One of them's blue, which is called Chinglish and Useful Things. It's all the things that go wrong when you translate from Czech to English. And the last one is called Interesting Words, which is green. And it's all like a bunch of like really cool, useful words that Czechs usually don't know, but definitely should know. And one of them is in that, which is when you say a general statement, he's like me. It's very general. How is he like me? Maybe you're thinking, Chris. And to give more details about that previously mentioned statement, we say in that. So he's like really like me in that he is very open and has no filter. And within 10 minutes, I knew his whole life story.
Okay.
Whole life story. But the way it started was his obsession with coffee. And that's why it came to my mind. Yeah. Because you were talking about the coffee thing.
Yeah.
He was like, I fucking love coffee. And I was like, all right, dude. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. And he's like, I went to Ethiopia 2 times just to go to the coffee fields.
Cool.
And he's like, then I met a girl. And now we're dating. But we don't have sex. We've not had sex for 3 years, actually. And I was like, details. No filter.
TMI.
Your TMI, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. TMI means too much information. Yeah. And then for an extra layer of, like, I don't know, funniness, sarcasm, irony, whatever you want to say, you can say TMI girlfriend.
I've never heard that. What's that?
It's just like, ooh, TMI girlfriend. It's this...
Isn't that a gay thing?
That sort of... Yeah, that's sort of...
Saying girlfriend on the end is a gay thing to say. Yeah.
Or just like a sassier, feminine thing to say. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but yeah, it is...
This is explaining the language. Nothing wrong about that. Like, it's a very gay thing to say, like, when you're like, what would be another sentence with girlfriend on the end? You're looking good, girlfriend.
Well, I mean, enunciating in such a way is perhaps pushing the boundaries there a little bit, but still.
Sounded pretty accurate to me, but okay. Yeah. Anyways, this dude, it's like, you know, I like these kind of people because we're having a laugh and he was telling me, so he's 62, you know, pretty old. And he was like, just telling me about his whole life. And he's like, I've traveled the world. I've made loads of money. I invested in some stuff. And now I just fucking love coffee. And that's my dream. My dream now is to open a coffee shop or a coffee bar, a cafe in Prague, because I've got my grandson here, my first grandson. And I want to do it here. And he asked me what I do. And I told him that I have a language school and I sit in this cube for 12 hours. And when he heard that I'm like a sort of businessy kind of guy, he just got like so into me. He was like, oh my God, you have a business? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I like you so much. We should open this coffee bar together. He's like, do you speak Czech? And I was like, more or less. And he's like, yes. He's like, do you have any money? I was like, a little bit. And he's like, we can invest together. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm opening a bar with Lars Sorensen now. And then he wants to go to a strip club with me.
Okay.
This is so random. But he was serious. He was like, add me on Facebook, bro. So I added him on Facebook, which is something that I've not done for a while.
That's a very old person thing to do. Young people are not adding each other on Facebook.
Which I didn't know until like a year ago. But I know now. I never ask for Facebook anymore. Yeah. So he wants to go to a strip club with me. And I've never been to a strip club in my life.
Okay.
But to be honest, if I were to go to a strip club, it would be with Lars Sorensen. Okay. This guy was a laugh. He was really funny. Like, we had such a great time.
Like, is he going to be okay with you, like, not only saying his name, saying his full name every
Lars
time?
Lars Sorensen. Well, firstly, you can't spell it properly because it's in Danish.
But what? I could have a guess of how to spell Lars Sorensen.
Okay, so you look up Lars Sorensen on Facebook, you'll find hundreds of them.
Okay, but Lars Sorensen that lives in Prague?
He doesn't live in Prague.
Oh, okay.
He's here visiting his grandson.
Okay, all right, fair point.
So, and even if he didn't know, he would be totally cool with it. He would be so happy to know that I'm having this conversation about him.
Okay.
He's a really cool dude. Anyway, so I just love Lars Sorensen. That's
okay,
I say
all right.
I love the name as well. It's great. Do you know anyone who has like a really good, like full, like first and last name that sounds so good that you want to sort of say the whole name every time?
Oh, not that I can think of off the top of my head. Not in real life anyway. Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Have you seen Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No. You've asked me before, but no, I haven't. Yeah. I'm familiar.
Yeah. It's a comedy show. It's pretty good. And in one of the episodes, so the point of the show is everyone plays themselves. So it's famous people like Vince Vaughn, Larry David, John Hamm. And John Hamm is in a couple of episodes. And part of the thing is like, they never just call him John. Like they always call him John Hamm. Mm. And it's like, it gets kind of ridiculous as the episode goes on because he's at a funeral and they keep just saying John Hamm will now come on, you know, give a eulogy or whatever. I bet no one knows eulogy.
Probably not.
Probably, unless it's the same in Czech, and I've got no idea. So eulogy.
Like, if it was a word in Czech, it would be like ulogie or something. That's a guess.
Yeah. So it's oslavna Czech.
Okay, there you go.
Oslavna Czech.
Celebratory speech.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Pche pochrubu. I have to say, I think my chuh is getting a bit better.
Okay.
That sounded all right to me. Yeah. Let me know, listeners. So a eulogy is what you say when someone dies at a funeral. Anyway, and they kept saying John Hamm.
Mm.
I was like, John Hamm is a pretty cool name. You know John Hamm.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Have you seen Mad Men?
I have seen episodes of Mad Men, but it didn't hold my interest.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a very, very good show. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just...
Just for some interesting stuff for the listeners, what are some other ways that you could phrase that? Other than like, it didn't hold my interest? Okay. Any other ways that you would express the same meaning?
If you're baiting me into something specific, I don't know what you're getting at.
I mean, I've got one in my head that I would say, but I'm interested in what you would say.
It didn't hold my interest. It didn't tickle my fancy.
You would never say that in real life, would you?
Maybe, sometimes.
Really? Okay.
I would, like, something... Just the other day, I messaged Barry about something that tickled me. I found something enjoyable, and I was telling her about it. I was like, yeah, so that really tickled me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say tickle my fancy, but I did say tickle.
Okay.
Well, to pique my interest, but that's a little bit different.
Mm.
To pique your interest means that it made you want to pay attention to it, right? It could then very quickly make you lose interest, because it didn't hold your interest, but yeah. Anyway, to pique your interest is is a nice phrase. And what's interesting about the word is that pique is spelled P-I-Q-U-E.
Oh, I have to be honest now. This is one of my qualities.
Mm.
Always honest. I did not know that.
Okay.
Like if I read it, sure. But when you said pique my interest, my brain went to P-E-A-K. P-E-A-K.
Mm-hmm.
Peak, right. Like on a mountain.
Yeah, and that is pretty common. A lot of people are not aware that that is the spelling of the word peak. Something that really tickles me is that there is a Twitter account which is called Stealth Mountain. And I think it's set to automatically reply to any tweet that has the word sneak peek, but peek is spelled P-E-A-K, because a sneak peek is like an early viewing, let's say, of something. All right. So somebody on a film set, like an actor, might be like, oh, here's a sneak peek of the movie that we're working on. But the spelling should be P-E-E-K, because that's a little look. A peek is a little look, and that's spelled P-E-E-K. But a lot of people will spell it and say, oh, here's a sneak peek, and spell it P-E-A-K. But peak is the top of a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So this Twitter account is called Stealth Mountain, because it's sneak peek. And it's always like, oh, I think you mean sneak peek. P-E-E-K instead of P-E-A-K. Yeah, it's a silly, silly thing, but it's something that tickles
me. Did you say it's a Twitter account?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's an X account.
I hate that so much. Yeah.
It's still Twitter.com.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. Anyway. Lars Sorensen.
Because you asked me about Mad Men, and I said that it didn't hold my interest.
Yeah, so the thing I would say, it didn't suck me in.
Okay, then.
That's what I would say for any TV show, personally. And I think this is totally cool for me and you to not disagree, but have different ways of speaking.
Sure.
You say, hold my interest. And I think it's fine for us to say what we would never say. Like, I would never say, hold my interest. I would never say, pique my interest. Because as Jacob, an English guy, would always say, suck me in. Would you ever say, suck me in or not?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, cool.
If the occasion called for it.
And especially I would use it in a positive sentence when it did suck me in.
Yeah.
Not so much in a negative. Like, so I would say, oh my God, yeah, it really sucked me in.
Mm.
can't stop watching, whatever it is. But if it didn't, I'd be like, oh, I don't like it that much.
All right.
Yeah.
What's the most recent show that sucked you in?
That's a good question. Because something did, but what? Yeah, Hijack.
Oh, okay.
I think we talked about it last episode.
I don't think so.
No? Oh, okay. So I just got Apple TV Plus.
Sure.
Because I got 3 months for free on my TV, which is just cool. So it's Idris Elba.
Yes.
Is his name? Yeah. And he's on a plane. And what a surprise, it gets hijacked. Hence the name Hijack. And I thought it was going to be kind of just a bit standard, you know, yeah, quite a lot of hijack movies and stuff. And it kind of was. But at the same time, it was so well done that it really sucked me in.
Okay.
And I watched the whole season in a day.
Wow.
I started watching it at, because I think I had lunch or something on Saturday. And I was like, okay, I'll watch an episode of TV. Then I'm going to like go to the gym and stuff. So I started watching it like 2. I was watching that show until 10 at night.
Uh-huh.
I watched just like 8 episodes, I think, almost an hour each. And I watched the whole fucking thing.
So you could say that this was definitely... Well, that you, first of all, that you binge-watched it.
I binge-watched the hell out of that show,
So it sounds like it is a binge-worthy series.
Yeah. Right?
Binge-worthy is a structure that is in 10.2? Maybe it's 9.2 of our Chinglish and Useful Things.
I think 10.2, but yeah.
Leaflet. Mm-hmm. And it just saying binge-worthy, putting the word worthy on the end of that.
With a hyphen. Binge-hyphen, which is pomlchka in Czech. Binge-pomlchka worthy.
Means that this series is good enough to binge-watch.
Yes.
Therefore, it is binge-worthy.
If something is a good enough story to be on the news, it's good enough. We say news worthy. And actually, now I'm thinking, I think there isn't a hyphen, is there?
I don't know.
Maybe it's optional.
I
always get a bit fucked up with hyphens.
Okay, and like, okay, I said this a week or two ago, an episode or two ago, where I was like, I don't really care that much about hyphens. Like, I'm not writing
no,
fucking
essays.
No,
because you're talking about compound adjectives, and they have to have hyphens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, well, then would binge-worthy not be a compound adjective?
Sounds like it, yeah. I guess it's if you see... I think the issue here is worthy, if you see it as a separate word or if you see it as a suffix.
Okay, so is it worthy? Worthy is its own word.
So there we go then. I think it should have a hyphen.
All right.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I don't care enough about them being there. Like unless you're writing like a formal essay or a newspaper article or something, like, I mean, does it really matter that much? It's probably better to have it, but I don't care enough.
Welcome to Speak Like Me. Who cares?
Kind of.
Just grammar. Just grammar. Yeah.
Well, no, in the
I'm not disagreeing with you, Chris. I get your point. Sometimes it's like with commas, you know, the Oxford comma. It's like, does it have to be there? Does it not? Who cares, man?
Mm.
Who cares? Like sometimes, yeah, grammar's important. And sometimes it's just a hyphen, bro.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. What are we doing?
Well, before we jump into something else, one thing that I wanted to bring up, to go back to sort of like internet speak or like certainly informal speaking, at least twice so far this episode, you have, in a way that we would in English, made a word diminutive. So a diminutive in Czech is like adding, like usually putting the word ka on the end of of a name. So for example, somebody named Miroslav, it would be like Mirochko or something like that. Mm. But that's a diminutive. Mm-hmm. Okay. You've done this twice. With the word samesies. You've said samesies.
Twice.
The other time is for surezies.
Okay. But I didn't say samesies twice.
So when I say you did this twice, is like you did this diminutive thing twice.
Samesies and for surezies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like it. I'm not ashamed.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. But I just wanted to point that out, that this is a very informal, very...
super informal.
Like babyish, to be honest. I don't know, like, I'm not saying that in like a... in a
no, it
in
is.
A
I do it on purpose. Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
It's a very babyish way of saying this kind of thing.
And that's how I speak Czech as well. I love using all of the diminutive stuff.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I really love it. okay, so we're... Man, we've done 50 minutes-ish. Damn. Okay. So how about we move on to leaflet time?
Sure.
Yeah. All right, guys. So we're back in a couple seconds for leaflet time. All right, guys. We are back for leaflet time. So as I mentioned earlier, we have three courses that we have made, and that is what Speak Like Me does. We make English courses for Czechs. So we've got the first one, Essential English. That is all of the grammar rules of English, but it's kind of fun, and it's explained for Czechs. And there's a video course on YouTube and Speak Like Me Plus. You can check this all out on the website. And for each course, we also have a leaflet, which is a four-page, A4-sized summary version of the course. So it is all the rules, all the stuff just summarized into cute little boxes. Sorry, burping. Second leaflet is called Chinglish and Useful Things. It's the blue one. And the third one is Interesting Words. So every course has its own video course and a leaflet. And in this part of the podcast, we're going to just have a look at a random box from the blue and the green one, Chinglish and Interesting Words, just to give you a little sort of taster of what our lessons are like and what kind of stuff you can learn. So for this, Chris has brought his dice, because we've got 14 chapters and each chapter has four boxes. So Chris, we're going to start with Chinglish and Useful Things. Would you be so kind as to roll the dice?
All right.
And see which box we're going to talk about today.
All right. So I'll do this one at a time.
Okay.
Yeah. So first I will roll the D10. And we have a 6.
So we're in chapter 6?
Well, hold on, because there's the D4. So 1, so 6 plus 1 is 7.
Uh-huh.
So in chapter 7.
Chapter 7, okay.
All right, and then box 2.
Okay, so chapter 7, box 2 from our Chinglish and Useful Things course is about expect.
Okay.
Do you know this one off by heart?
Well, there are... that was something else. Yeah. So,
do you want the thing?
Sure. So this is just the way that we would naturally use the word expect. And the reason for this, the reason that this is its own box is that it is very natural for Czech people to say something like, I expected that the movie would be better.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Such a Czech thing to say.
And it's just too much, right? You don't need to say it in such a way.
Not only do you not need to, it sounds crazy.
Mm.
Like, if a native speaker said, I expected that the movie would be much better, things are going off, like alarm bells are going off in my head, you know?
Or another way of saying that is alarm bells would ring, or alarm bells are ringing in my head.
Something's wrong.
Yeah. So the way that we would say it is, I expected the movie to be better. All right. And look, this almost doesn't need to be its own box, but people just say it so much with expect that it kind of had to be.
Yeah.
But this is just, this just ties into one of the boxes on our Essential English leaflet.
The yellow one.
Box. Yeah. Our yellow leaflet.
5.1.
Yeah, 5.1, which is how to use two verbs together. All right. And the way that you do that is that you put the first verb in whatever form it needs to be. I want, I wanted, I will want. And then you put the second verb in infinitive. I want to go. I will want to go. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go. And that same rule applies
And then you put the extra object or person in the middle of those two verbs. So like, I want him to go.
Mm.
I wanted him to go. And it's the same with expect.
Yeah. So you would just say, I expected the movie to be better.
Yeah. So you've got the first verb, I expected. Second verb is infinitive, to be. And the movie is the extra object that goes in the middle. I expected the movie to be better.
There you go.
Boom.
And now you've just said something much more natively, much more naturally.
You're welcome.
Sounding much more, much more normally,
yeah.
I would say.
That's how we do. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's from our Chinglish and Useful Things. And that is what our lessons look like. Talk, talk, talk. Learn something super practical. Don't say, I expected that it would. Say, I expected it to be. And now that you've learned that box, we would correct it every single time that you mess it up in the future. And also not just correct it, but look for ways that you can use it. If you're right?
Yeah, I'll be okay.
Chris is like looking like he's going to poop himself. What are you doing? Oh, okay, so let's move on to...
I'm fine.
Chris just shat himself. That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen you do.
Well, thanks for
on
bringing
an episode.
Attention to
it. You can't expect me to get ignore that.
I was fucking signaling as well. Like, keep going. Ignore me here. Like, fucking keep going.
Shit, sorry. I don't know what's going on. But let's ignore whatever that was. Should we do the
just
other?
Just dear listener, perhaps you can identify with this. Sometimes you just have internal oh, that's a little bit uncomfortable. And, you know, you... not in the way that I'm feeling like I'm going to shit myself, as Jacob so indelicately put.
Sorry, no filter.
Oh my goodness. And then
so
it just, yeah.
Should I open the door? Are we good?
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's fine. Okay, as nice. I said, it wasn't like that.
Okay.
But thanks for putting that imagery into everybody's head.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah.
I hate that. That often happens to me in lessons as well. Mm. And I just feel like something's a bit off, and you got. If you're in the middle of doing something, you can't, really stop.
Mm.
I hate it when that happens. It's horrible. Should we do the green one?
Sure.
All right.
And you can roll.
Okay.
For this one, if you like.
All right. And I've not memorized this leaflet at all. So I roll both of them first.
Yep.
Okay. So we've got, what's that? 9.
Okay.
Chapter 9.
So it was a 5 plus a 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Okay. And then, and now just the D4.
Not this one?
Yep.
1.
9.1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is Napad Note. How do we say Napad Note, Jake?
Ooh, is this come to mind?
It can be.
Pop into my head?
Yeah, to pop into your head.
Okay.
Right.
And just for a little test, do you want to give me the Czech translation? I'll try and translate it.
Sure. Tohle byl první nápad, který mě napadl.
Yeah. So that's the first... Did you say nápad? That's the first idea that popped into my head. So nápad note is to pop into your head. And the reason this is a box is because a lot of Czechs would say either occur, which is not wrong, but again, it's very kind of... very formal.
Yeah, to occur to me. This occurred to me.
Oh, this is the first thing that occurred to me. It just sounds very kind of too much. It's a bit too formal. But pop into my head feels a bit more natural. Oh, sorry, guys. It's just the first thing that popped into my head. Another way to say this is come to mind. And a lot of Czech people, they say, and I actually said this earlier because I'm being infected by Czech people, is come to my mind.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that came to my mind. It's just come to mind without the my, right? Yeah, it's the first thing that came to mind. So that's it. Pop into my head or come to mind.
So when I was making a funny face just now because of some internal discomfort, the first thing that came to mind for Jacob is that I'm about to shit myself.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. I was like, suddenly you're like this, and I was like, what? What have I done?
This, I'm pretty sure. So what I'm doing is like a circular motion, a vertical circular motion with my finger, which it feels pretty universal of like, keep going.
I thought it meant like move on to the next topic, as if I was saying something that you were not comfortable with or like something inappropriate.
Well, kind of, yeah. Like, don't pay attention to me. Keep on going.
Right. Okay. Okay. So, are there any pro tips on that box that we've not mentioned?
To come to mind, and to pop into your head, to occur to. So yeah, just the things
it.
That we that we
All
mentioned.
Right. So if you want to say napad note, then say pop into my head or come to mind. So maybe a little practice. Chris, When I say amazing rock star, who's the first person that comes to mind or pops into your head?
Probably Jimmy Page, who is the guitarist for Led Zeppelin. Or I would say Jack White, who is the guitarist for, well, he's his own musician now, he's a solo artist, but he rose to fame as the front man for the White Stripes.
Cool.
Yep.
So those are the first people who came to mind without the possessive adjective, don't say my mind, or popped into your head. Mm. So with pop, we do use the adjective your head.
All right. And what about you? Who was the first person that comes to mind for you?
When I think of famous rock star?
Yeah.
Elvis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Elvis is the first person who pops into my mind.
Okay.
Yeah. There we go. I think we've been going for long enough.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Should we call it a day?
I think so.
Yeah. It's been a lovely episode. We had some good words. We had a lot of talk about getting triggered. So hopefully, listeners, you will remember to get triggered. You said one other nice phrase as well that I wrote down but forgot to talk about. You said, in weeks gone by. It just means in previous weeks. It's a bit more poetic. It's a bit more, just kind of, you want to sound a bit more, yeah, a bit more poetic when you're speaking. And there's a game, right, called Days Gone By? Days Gone.
Right? It's just Days Gone.
Yeah, Days Gone. But I'm guessing that's short for Days Gone By.
I think so, yeah.
We have lots of other stuff. I'm no something. I'm no connoisseur, but I think this wine is terrible. Mm. Or I'm no fireman, but I think you're supposed to spray the water into the house, you know, as opposed to something else. I'm no teacher, but it seems like you should probably correct people when they make mistakes, you know, or whatever. That was nice. And we had other stuff as well that I forgot to write down. We talked about some acronyms from texting English, TMI, too much information, RN, which I hate right now.
Mm. FR, which means for real.
I didn't know that one. FYI, for your information. FML, fuck my life.
Mm.
I like that one. Yeah, we had lots of good stuff. I've forgotten what it was, but hope you enjoyed the episode, guys. Chris, anything you want to say?
No, thank you very much for listening. As always.
It's been great. If you enjoyed it, guys, we would love some stars on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, preferably 5. We're still at 98 stars on Spotify, getting so close to 100. So if two of you are out there who've not given us stars yet, but you enjoy every episode, you could be those two to get us to 100 and make us really happy, which would be awesome. As I said, we are a language school in Prague. We teach in companies all around the country. So if you would like to have lessons with us, then get in touch with us. Go onto the website, go to the bottom, click on the contact form, and you can get in touch with Lenka, who is our director of studies, and she'll be happy to talk to you about having lessons in your company. And it can be a small company or big company. We teach companies as small as one person, and we teach up to like 300 people a week in one company. So whatever you want. And also evening courses as well. And we're on YouTube. You can find all of our video courses there. We have an app as well, just for iPhone, with a bunch of vocab in it that you probably don't know, but probably should know. And if you have any questions for us, you can email us at Chris.
podcast@speaklikeme.cz.
Awesome. We're also on Instagram. Did you see our Instagram this week with me and Lenka, the reel?
I don't think so.
It was nice. It got 32 likes.
Okay, then.
Not bad. No, it's really fun. I love doing them with Lenka because she's just really good at doing it. And she like says some stuff in Czech. I say in English. We say what's going on. And yeah, so you can check us out on Instagram. We are on Facebook as well, which is, you know, that's this thing. Yeah. I really want to get rid of my Facebook account, by the way.
Yeah,
you said the only thing stopping me is the Speak Like Me Facebook.
Mm.
But maybe we can just kill it. To be honest, I would be so happy to be off Facebook.
Sure.
So freaking happy. Yeah. Anyway, guys, thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you in episode 67.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye. Oh, that's a funny coincidence. Look at that. That's our exit music from last time.
Oh.
Almost to the second.
Wow.
Look at that. What's that like?